This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
But here's the part. A lot of the help has to come to police departments. They need help to do better. I want to thank you for being the constructive player in this process. We haven't gotten there yet, but we must get there. Look, there's too much pain. There's too much loss. There's too much at stake for the safety and for the safety of those you serve. It's a hard time to be a police officer in America. So I want to make sure you have tools to be the partners and the protectors your communities need.
Joe Biden is suddenly pro-police. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to. Yeah. They need the things. They need vests. They need guns. They need this. They need to be able to protect people. That isn't what your party's been saying. The defund the police crowd. 844-551-8255. TheKevinJacksonNetwork.com. We are pro-police. We are pro-good cop. I'll put it that way. We showed the movie again the other night at in Scottsdale. Amazing people helping out. The team really came together. The folks that came to the film to a person said, one guy stood up and says, the best documentary film on policing he's ever seen. I think he said it was the best documentary he'd ever seen. And he's a filmmaker. That was so cool. He's a filmmaker. But Biden says he's pro-police now. And I think I told you guys the other day, these municipalities are now starting to stop the defund the police. And they're actually defending the police. They're funding police with even larger budgets. Don't be fooled. Don't think that the Democrats suddenly became pro-cop or they woke up and went, oh, man, this crime is out of control. No, Democrats love chaos. They love crime being out of control. What they can't let happen is they can't let police get so far away from them that when they want to impose their draconian rules like mask mandates and vaccine mandates, that they don't have anybody willing to help them. That's why Joe Biden is suddenly pro-cop. That's why Democrat cities are suddenly going, we have to defend the police. Let me tell you this. When the Democrats send the police after Antifa, when the Democrats start arresting black folks for looting during some Black Lives Matter nonsense after some cop kills a black person, because it's going to happen again, when they start cracking down on that, you can believe they have a genuine, you know, love, if you will, or respect for the law enforcement officers. But until then, understand this. This is not for you. Not in the sense of protecting you. This is so police will turn on you when they are directed to do so. And if you don't believe it, I want you to go back and look at those iconic images in the 1960s. 1950s, where cops are sicking German shepherds on black folks and hitting us with water cannons, doing what their Democrat leaders, the elites who believe they run this country, instructed them to do. That's what they lost. That's what Democrats fear, is we won't have our attack dogs at the ready if we don't protect them. Now, think about what we were doing. We've been saying, look, we're a law and order society. You got to let police do their jobs, blah, blah, blah. And the Democrats fought us. And there's been chaos on the street. Is this chaos? How long has this chaos been going on? How long has there been gang violence in Chicago, you know, Cincinnati, Cleveland, Atlanta? Name your city, Detroit. How long have people been getting killed in crazy numbers? Numbers that are startling. Numbers that rival war zones, and these people do nothing. They live on it. They live on that fear. They want their constituents fearful because then they're needed. And even though they're needed, you know what they come out and they say? Well, we've got to do something about the crime that's going on in our city. I can hear Lori Lightfoot with her little Pekingese looking at herself talking about, we've got to do something about the crime in the city of Chicago. It's the city of Chicago. There's far too many people getting hurt. We've got to do something. Well, then do something. It's pretty simple. As my cousin says, ain't nothing to it but to do it. But she does nothing. People are living in fear. Black folks afraid to come out of their houses, won't come out after sundown. Drive-by shooting after drive-by shooting. Every weekend, at some point during the week, I give you the weekend stats of murders and other acts of violence in Chicago. And I do it as a joke because Chicago is the number 71st most deadly city. There's a lot of other cities I could pick on. But Lori Lightfoot's a big mouth. You know, the lesbian leader of the New World Order's decision to torment black people. And she's done nothing. Talk, 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 talk. So, yeah. Biden said, oh, it's tough to be a cop out there. And let me tell you what's worse, Joe Biden, Captain Demento. It's tough to be a citizen out there. It's tough to be a law-abiding, Bible-thumping, God-fearing, gun-toting citizen who's willing to follow the rules. And God forbid you're a capitalist. Oh, and you white men. White men. Yeah, when can we put you guys in the gulag? Because that's what they got planned for you. You're not going. Don't feel bad, white men. I already know. You will. There'll come a point where white men will go, okay, enough is enough. The switch gets flipped and revolution occurs. You want to talk about overthrowing governments and the African dictators that get changed over and whatever else happens around the world? Nothing compared to when American white people get upset, especially white men. And God forbid that women support them. Honey, you go take care of those redcoats. We'll be here with the churins. We'll be with the farm. Yeah. Now, liberal women will be trying to look for a place to who's going to do my nails and give me my breast enhancement surgery while my husband goes off and fights this war. And oh, by the way, who's going to be my boy toy? But conservative women will go to battle, man. They will raise the chair and they will be the hunter-gatherers and you name it. They will take on whatever role it takes, do what they need to do to save the republic. That's why I love conservative women. Y'all are awesome. Joe Biden, cop jobs, tough out there. Yeah, made tough by your predecessor, baby black Jesus, and made even tougher by you and your party, a party of insanity. Anyway, besides cops, we got a lot more to talk about. But speaking of cops, I would like for you to go to BleedingBlueMovie.com and see the best cop documentary ever made. Nancy Pelosi wouldn't show this in Congress. That's how powerful it is.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you have recurring prescription costs that are hundreds of dollars a month, I'm about to do you a huge favor. We have an A-plus rated Better Business Bureau partner who is a personal friend of mine. He got my father-in-law hundreds of dollars of reductions in his ongoing medical costs for prescription drugs. That number has gone from $210 a month to over $700 a month, and my father-in-law only pays a $60 fee for those meds. Never pay full price for your prescription meds again, folks. You deserve to save this money, and this service really works. Visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/kevperks. Next, submit the free form and Jeff's team will call you and get you help. You can also call for more information, 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013. So start saving that money right away. Put it back in your bank account and tell a few friends. They'll be happy you did.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. That's 800-908-8216.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
In the warehouse, the job has to get done. But if you're working with an outdated forklift that has more downtime than up due to maintenance, it's time to make the switch to Novalift lithium-ion powered forklifts. With a Novalift forklift, you get less downtime, a longer lifespan, fast, efficient opportunity charging, and a 5-year cost of ownership that will save you almost $45,000 over internal combustion models. Novalift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Find out more at NovaliftNA.com/save.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Shortages, folks, that's the catchphrase of the Biden administration. Shortages, lots of things you're not going to be able to get. Things not on the shelf. Even at convenience stores, nothing. Let me play this clip. This is a guy, one of the guys in this clip, he says, we sell our products to Costco. He goes, because we have to supply the bigger stores. Then we go back to Costco, we buy the products, and we take them to our smaller stores. So, do you want to talk about a double dipping in the food chain? These guys sell to Costco to fulfill that. They rebuy the product, and then they take it, and it's a rip-off market, and then they go take it to the smaller outlets where you get to get it. It's insane of what's going on. Here's that clip.
can't afford half the stuff. It's crazy.
It's called inflation.
You can definitely feel a difference. I think it's outrageous.
They're going up every day.
Well, I think it really affects people who are just living on the edge.
It has a huge impact because it takes an impact on your entire life when you're spending more on groceries than you have left for other things.
Spend more money.
We own supermarkets, but because of the problem that we have with product, they're not being able to deliver to stores from the manufacturer. So they just apply in big stores like this one. So for that, we have to come and get the product from them because we're not able to get it directly to the stores.
I kind of go to a, like, discount place for the meats and stuff now.
It's like from 10 to 20% difference on regular price that we get it from the company.
I just feel so sorry for the people, you know. I don't know what they're going to do.
People, they not want to work. So the companies, they don't have too much labor. And then for that, we don't have too much products in the store, so they have to raise the prices to pay the rent and pay, you know, the expenses.
It's a result of COVID, pretty much, and these interrupted supply chains.
Trickle-down effects and so forth. I call it greed. G-R-E-E-D. Greed. Ships in California are not able to unload their ships because they don't have enough workers.
I blame the people in the previous administration who did not deal with COVID.
Historically, it happens. We can't do anything about it.
I just don't know where the end is.
So what we have brewing, folks, is a food shortage. And the Democrats have blamed everybody but themselves about it. And one guy in that clip, and we played this clip the other day, but the one guy in that clip says, it was a previous administration how they handled COVID. That has nothing to do with this. Nothing. It has to do with leftist policies that spiral in on themselves. I was talking to a guy the other day. He said to me, he goes, Kevin, whatever the left tells you they're trying to accomplish, it doesn't happen. And I went, it's even better than that. I said, whatever they tell you they're trying to accomplish, they flatly aren't trying to accomplish. They tell you the opposite of what's really happening. But see, the good news is it's easy to spot. Here's a friend of mine, Dr. Randy Tobler. He was on Cavuto. And he talked about the shortages of staff of nursing. But think about the shortages going on all around this country and how that's going to impact you. And I already told you the game. The game is you're going to want to get as much of everything as you can. You're going to hoard. And that's going to get money back into the money supply moving again. Because the problem with the money is when it's sitting. I'm going to tell you right now, I'm sitting on more money. It's mostly because of the potential sale of my house. But I'm sitting on more money than I've ever in my life because I'm afraid to go out and do anything with it. Now, in this case, I'm going to buy a house eventually, but I'm going to wait and see. I got to wait and see if the housing bubble hits to make the pricing go down, things like that. But you're afraid to do it. Anyway, here's Dr. Tobler talking about the shortage due to these vaccine mandates.
But these COVID mandates are complicating things, especially when you hear the demands for healthcare workers. You've seen the demand right now that they get vaccinated or they lose a job. In Chicago, the mayor forcing the issue with the police, get vaccinated or you're going to have to just sort of sit and stew without pay. Dr. Randy Tobler joins us right now, the Scotland County Hospital CEO, dealing firsthand with this. Doctor, thank you for taking the time. Now, you have a vaccine mandate for healthcare workers. How are they responding to that?
Neil, good to be with you. We really don't have a mandate yet. We have an executive order that has commanded the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services to promulgate rules, which we're still waiting on, that will define our conditions of participation, which really affect whether we can participate in Medicare and Medicaid, which is a large part of our safety net hospital's revenue source. So we currently are not having a vaccine mandate because we don't really have the rules yet. But certainly when the rules come out, we will comply with that mandate. But until then, we already have a very short staff, have several times had to go on diversion because we had the beds and the equipment, but not the staff. And we just don't want that to be threatened any more and any longer than it has to be.
There you have it. And these are a little out of order just because, well, we didn't prep the show as well as I thought we did. But I also want to talk about what Kramer, who's on MSNBC, and he does like this financial analysis, and he's a very shrewd guy in the economy. And here's what he says about inflation. Now, as you listen to this, I want you to understand all these problems that are brewing for the Biden administration, and he has no clue how to fix. So how's all this going to play out? Don't have an answer right now, but anyway, here's a clip.
If you're worried about inflation, it's a huge, huge issue.
Yeah, I mean, look, I think Paul Tudor Jones, is, as always, is right about inflation. It's much worse than we thought. I keep hoping that capacity will come on and make it so that it's not as bad, but it just can't seem to come on as fast enough.
So, again, that was Jim Cramer, and he's talking about inflation, and he makes a comment, capacity can't come on fast enough. And what's he talking about? He's talking about the ability for us to backfill all these different orders and things that people are waiting for based on, you know, because you've got this glut of things. People want stuff, but they're not people to deliver it. So if it's sitting there, especially perishables, if the people that believe that we're going to need X number of tomatoes and all that, they got to get picked. When you grow a crop, it's got to get picked. And if it can't get to market, it spoils and it goes away. Well, then when that happens, people raise the prices. And they raise the prices, you get inflation. And with other products can't get there, they lose either, you know, depends on the market share, but it depends on the product. If it's a commodity, it may be easy to replace, but if it's something that's time sensitive, then it may be over. You lose the retail season, and the retailers have to figure out how to make up for that big loss, so they have to jack their prices up. That's why they're saying there's no way to get a handle on inflation. And here's what I will tell you with the little bit that I do know about the economy, and I know a lot more than I'm letting on. Joe Biden has no way to recover because nothing he's doing is logical. None of it. And it's so bad that when, and this is just me with my spidey sense, I'm putting you inside of my head, okay? When it's something that is so blatantly wrong, you have to stop following the logic of it because there is none. And you have to ask yourself, what's the real reason for this? And that's where it gets scary. You know, do they want us going at each other? Are they trying to modify behavior? Think about your behavior being modified with masks and vaccines and all this other stuff, and educating your own kids and self-locking yourself down, quarantine. At some point, you got to ask yourself, what am I being maneuvered into doing?
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Supreme Court agreed to fast-track two lawsuits challenging a Texas ban on most abortions, setting oral arguments for November 1st. The White House COVID response team held a briefing Friday morning to provide an update on the coronavirus pandemic. Coordinator Jeff Zients saying some Americans are stepping up to get their boosters.
10 million Americans have already gotten a booster shot. Over 40% of eligible seniors, those most at risk, have gotten their third shot.
The FDA recently authorizing the Moderna and Johnson & Johnson boosters, joining Pfizer, whose COVID-19 booster shot was approved last month. Those eligible for boosters include Americans 65 and older and Americans 18 and older who live in high-risk settings, long-term care facilities, or have underlying medical conditions. This is USA Radio News. Retail outlets are reporting more empty shelves ahead of the shopping surge that occurs every year in preparation for Christmas. Pandemic shutdowns caused a decrease in supplies produced, while government stimulus checks increased demand. Jonathan Gold, Vice President of Supply Chain Policy at the National Retail Federation, saying at this point, shortages are guaranteed. According to the New York Times COVID tracker, Florida now has the second lowest per capita COVID rate of any state, 12 per 100,000, behind only Hawaii with 9 per 100,000 as of October 18th. Florida's vaccination rate, 59% fully vaccinated, is now above the national average of 57%. For example, Pinellas County, which includes St. Petersburg, now has a per capita COVID infection rate that's lower than every county in Delaware, Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, Minnesota, and other blue states. This is USA Radio News.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Your reaction to what Mayorkas said. He says that he's proud of what's happening down on the border, what he's doing down there. And even if he could throw all of them out, he wouldn't.
It's bizarre. You know, here you have the Secretary of Homeland Security that's watching our border be overrun, and he's okay with it, and he's proud of it. Like he said, those are his words. You can't take them back. And it's just, you know, we see on TV the illegal aliens crossing the border, but what you're not seeing is the amount of drugs like fentanyl that are killing our kids and our brothers and our sisters, and it's just, it's rolling across the border, and it's sad that nobody wants to do anything in this administration.
How is this all going to play out in the next election? Because if you talk to some critics of Joe Biden, they feel like they're being taxed to death. They're being told what their kids are learning in school. They're being told they have to get vaccinated. They have to wear masks in schools. Yet these illegal immigrants who Joe Biden wants to put through college for free on your tax dollar dime, they just feel completely abandoned by the administration. How's this going to play out in the election?
You know, hopefully it plays out in some way, right? I mean, this really needs to stop being a Democrat and Republican issue and be an American issue. You're putting our lives at risk. You're putting our children's lives at risk. And we all know when our family members get killed by an illegal alien, nobody really cares until it's the right family. And this has got to stop. This has got to stop being a partisan issue. It's got to be taken seriously. The Democrats and Republicans, somebody please stand up for our country, secure the border so we can take care of letting the people that need our help into the country. Because Ainslie, right now, the fact is so many illegal aliens have entered the country since January. ICE ERO, who's in charge of finding these people and making sure they go to court, will never catch up.
That's only part of the lunacy that's happening in this country right now with leftism. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com. The border situation is so bad. Illegals, drugs, terrorists entering the country, and I could go on, and, you know, human trafficking, and Mayorkas says, I'm very proud of what we're doing at the border. This is great. Oh, I sounded Russian, but he's Hispanic. But he's proud. It, just like, so here, let me just continue this insanity of leftism with a few clips, because we're never going to get to these. I swear, every time we start prepping for this show, and I think we've got a concept that we're going to build on, because, I mean, I could do the entire show on Wu Flu nonsense, and we've done a few of them, and I'll be honest with you. I get bored with it a little bit, but believe it or not, there's always something new. There's some new lie being told by the Democrats. There's some new form of subterfuge. Or look over here that it makes you go, wow, we do need to cover it again. There's so much going on in the news. I swear, I could talk about the Wu Flu today, and I could never talk about it again. And there's still days of news every single day that we cannot cover. And the only way you can cover it, being honest, is you can cover it metaphorically, and you have to jump back and go, oh, we didn't cover this subject on at the time it was hot, but now that it's kind of creeped back into the mainstream, let me bring you up to date on what happened 2 months ago that's now relevant again today. It is a cyclical nature of the insanity of leftism. That's what it is. Let me take you back to 2018, for example, and this is Fauci talking about the flu virus.
Health workers face a huge challenge trying to contain this season's flu outbreak. It is the most widespread in recent years, with at least 37 child deaths reported so far. The biggest clusters are in the South and West. Dr. Anthony Fauci is director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases. He's part of the effort to fight future outbreaks. He joins us from the headquarters of the National Institutes of Health in Bethesda, Maryland. Dr. Fauci, good morning. Always good to see you.
Good morning.
First, let me ask you this. Why is this year's virus so deadly?
Well, there are a couple of reasons. The type of virus that's dominating this year is what we call an H3N2, the designation of this particular kind of influenza A. It historically is a bad actor. So whenever you have this virus, this type of virus dominating, you generally see a bad season and you generally have more complications, particularly among the vulnerable people in whom complications are more common, such as the elderly, such as individuals with underlying conditions, as well as children from birth to 4 years old. And also, as we know, the vaccine this year, although it's always best to get vaccinated, is not the perfect vaccine. It is not, as we would say, favorably efficacious, in the sense that we only don't know right now what the efficaciousness is going to be, but it likely is not going to be much more than around 30%. I say that with some trepidation because I don't want people not to get vaccinated. Every type of protection against the virus with a vaccine is better than no protection at all. So a combination of a vaccine that doesn't work very well and a really bad virus.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Do you really need to hear more? Combination of a bad vaccine and a bad virus and an ineffective vaccine. Where are we on Wu Flu? Combination of a, quote, bad virus and an ineffective vaccine. Yet, Fauci still says, take the vaccine. Yeah. And what's funny about it is everything is the same. Healthcare workers were still, they were the ones on the front lines of this deadly outbreak of the flu. 37 kids had died up to that point. That's probably on point. As I mentioned before, of the 73 million kids over eight that we have under the age of 17, in 18 months, only 334 of them died. I don't know how quickly these 37 died, but they died. Wu flu is not known as a disease that kills children. So, you know, I don't know whether, you know, you can compare the stats all you want, but, and then he says, we want to fight future outbreaks. Well, again, it's very similar to what was happening with the flu, but how did they fight future outbreaks? Did they mask us? Did they force us to take the flu shot? No. Why is this virus so deadly? He says, well, it's a dominating type in H3N2. He says, this is going to kill the vulnerable. Elderly, those with underlying conditions, and children. Well, you know what the Wu flu kills? Elderly, those with underlying conditions, but not really children. this vaccine for the flu was 30% effective. And he's guessing. You can hear him. Well, it's roughly 30% effective, but, you know, well, I'm not really sure. He hems and he haws. Why? Because he still wanted you to get that flu shot. Saving lives. But did we do any of these draconian practices we're currently doing? The answer is no. Let's finish what he was saying.
So given that combination, Dr. Fauci, what should people do?
Well, the first thing you should do, and again, getting back to vaccination, if you have not been vaccinated, you should get vaccinated. That's for sure. Then if, in fact, you do get infected, if you have what looks like it's going to be a serious infection, don't hesitate to get to a healthcare provider who can get you an anti-influenza antiviral like Tamiflu. This is particularly true for people who fall into the risk categories where complications are common. So if you're an elderly person or you have an underlying disease, you should not wait to get anti-flu medication.
You know, one of the interesting things in reading about everything that you write about, Dr. Fauci, is it's been 100 years since that lethal 1918 flu. And you're saying there could be one virus that could be catastrophic. Why can't we get a universal vaccine to protect us?
Well, influenza is a very unusual virus in that it tends to drift from year to year. And sometimes when you get a pandemic, it's what we call a shift. There's a major change. This is so different from other important viruses like measles. The measles I got as a child is the same measles that's in the vaccine that we vaccinated my children with. So you don't have to worry about that change. So what we're fighting against is trying to get a vaccine that would induce a response against that part of the virus that doesn't change from season to season or with a pandemic. We refer to that as a universal flu vaccine, and only relatively recently have we been able to get an insight to understand what part of that virus actually doesn't change very much from year to year, and now how can we induce with a vaccine a response that would be dominant against that particular part of the virus, because the vaccines we make now, when they protect you, they make a response that's a good response, but it happens to be against that part of the virus that tends to drift because of mutations from year to year.
Fauci just exposed every reason why you shouldn't get this shot. They don't know enough. It's going to mutate. It's going to drift. It's like a flu. And he's telling you, in his own words, this is not, we don't have the answers yet. There is no silver bullet for this. It's going to continue to mutate. Just like the flu, where there's 180 different types or whatever, and they only looked at 131 of them or something like that. Oh, boy. I got to take a break. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
$1 a day. If any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Folks, it looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Did you even know who Fauci was in 2018? I didn't. The interview we just played in the previous segment, I didn't even know that interview existed. I didn't know this guy's name. until 2020. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. This guy goes from almost obscurity. He was talking about the Wu flu in the outbreak of 2018, which probably killed as many people, honestly, as this Chinese bioweapon, now known as the Wu flu. And Fauci didn't sound any alarm bells. He didn't say, let's put a mask on. The flu wasn't good enough, but the Wu flu, that one was where they said, okay, let's do it. And the reason is Trump was going to be on his way out. That had been predetermined by the elites of the world. They were going to start ripping people off with this nonsense, this scamdemic, and they were going to make pharmaceutical companies rich. They were going to rob us of trillions of dollars of American wealth and prosperity and put that into the pockets of who knows? Who knows who's really calling the shots? And we're all just supposed to take it. When we've had far worse happen in this country with no erosion of rights, none. Let me tell you, if there's a deadly virus out there, do you think you need to tell people to stay home? If it's a seriously deadly virus, do you think you would say, I would put it to you this way. If they said, Kevin, 20% of the people who get this virus die, I wouldn't have been on a plane. I would have locked down and what you wouldn't have to tell me a thing. 10%. What percentage would you say, look, that's rolling the dice. I'll stay home. Uber Eats, deliver my food. Wear your mask. Put your gloves on. Bring it in a hazmat suit. But at less than 1%, my life is not going to change. Glad you guys are back. 844-551-8255. These guys have caused all kinds of craziness, and he's an unelected bureaucrat who says, you know, who's telling people you can't even enjoy Christmas unless I tell you.
And Dr. Fauci, lastly, we know the best way to keep safe is to be vaccinated. But what are your guidelines for the upcoming holidays? Will you be giving out Halloween candy? What do we do Thanksgiving, Christmas, and the other holidays?
Well, Martha, I believe strongly that, particularly in the vaccinated people, if you're vaccinated and your family members are vaccinated, those who are eligible, and that is obviously very young children are not yet eligible, then you can enjoy the holidays. You can enjoy Halloween, trick-or-treating, and certainly Thanksgiving with your family and Christmas with your families. That's one of the reasons why we emphasize why it's so important to get vaccinated, not only for your own safety, for that of your family, but also for the good of the community to keep the level of infection down. When you do that, there's no reason at all why you can't enjoy the holidays in a family way, the way we've traditionally done it all along.
So there you go. The new tradition. Get that shot and go back to the norm. Oh, except if you do get the shot, you still got to wear your mask. You still got to socially distance. But we'll give you a card. You get a pass. Welcome back, everybody. And I don't know if you guys saw this, but there was a thing on, and I just want to tell you how good these guys are, these so-called experts. We're now being told we can't take aspirin over a certain age or whatever, but as it turns out, aspirin does help with COVID. And here's the clip.
Breaking health news at this hour. A panel of doctors is planning to recommend that people under the age of 60 at high risk of heart attack do not take aspirin as a daily regimen to prevent heart attack or stroke. Now, aspirin has long been prescribed by doctors as a way to stave off that first heart attack for those who are in fact at risk. But the panel is now seeking public comments on the guidelines before issuing a final recommendation later this year.
Did you catch that? The panel is seeking public comment. What's that got to do with anything? The panel is supposed to be a panel of, and I'll use my finger quotes, experts who tell us aspirin is good for this or this jug is good for that or whatever. We're supposed to believe in the science of it all. How many years have you been told take aspirin if you are at risk for a heart attack? Now they say if you're under 60 and at risk for a heart attack, don't take aspirin. And, how did they get to that number? How did they choose the age 60? Was it based on some sort of a bell curve? Why not 59 years, 8 months? Why not 57? Why not 62? See, that's when I get skeptical. When it's nice and neat, it's age 60, it's age 50, it's age 40. Really? Show me the curve that tells me that's legit. Because I'm going to tell you right now, I call BS. I don't think they know anything more about aspirin and whether it hurts or helps somebody than they did before. I have low-dose aspirin here. Why? Because they told me, Kevin, you got your cholesterol is high. I felt like my blood was a little bit sluggish. I felt sluggish, so I said I'd take it. And I did. I took these. I don't take them very often, but it would helpfully, you know, keep the blood just kind of flowing smoothly. And then when I had to go in my hernia surgery, they said, hey, if you're taking any type of low dosage aspirin or aspirin of any type, don't take it because it, you know, it's an anticoagulant. Aspirin is. That's one of the benefits of it. Outside of pain relief, it will do that. Okay. So don't take it. But once I got my surgery, the doctor didn't say, because he told me, go back on it. Well, I'm under 60, so now they're telling me you shouldn't take it. And I go back to all the things I've talked about before. Hey, you should drink one glass of wine a day because the tannins in the wine are good for you. Don't drink any wine except once a week. Right? It varies. You shouldn't be drinking milk after this, you know, because the only mammals drinking milk are humans and, you know, blah, blah, blah. Well, the only reason why animals drink milk as humans is because we know how to get it from other animals. The other animals don't see something nursing and go, hey, let's go milk that cow and I can give the, you know, the bird some milk. So, you know, all these things they tell you and all these things that are so-called experts, you find out, oh, it's not true. Eat more fruit. Don't eat fruit. Those sugars are just as bad for you as regular raw sugar. Eat raw sugar. Well, raw sugar is not any better for you than processed sugar. And whatever. All the experts. And so Fauci, our biggest expert, who in 2018 said, you know, the flu is bad, you need to get shots, but the shot is only 30% effective, which, for the record, let me just say this, the Wu flu shot, at its height, I'm going to tell you, when they finally come out with the real evidence around the Wu flu shot, it will be about 30% effective. And I'm chuckling because I think to myself that they come out and tell you, Fauci says, we've got a terrible flu influenza in 2018. And I don't know what their plan was, but they tell you this. They got this influenza outbreak. We've got a vaccine that's 30% effective, but I still want you to get the shot. So it's 70% ineffective, but you should still get it. That just right there should make you take pause. Because, I mean, the numbers aren't going to change very much. It's too big of a variant. And then he goes on to tell you that there's many different variations of the flu while explaining why it's not effective. All that applies to the Wu flu. The reason why this shot is not effective is because of the beta version, the delta version, the gamma version, the lambda version, the new mu version, and the zeta version eventually, and all the different variations that are going to come from this. And the only difference between the Wu flu and the flu is the flu, we've got such a handle on that even though people die from it, they couldn't call it a pandemic. But the new flu, a.k.a. the Wu flu, they can. And now with every variation, every year, every winter, we have to live with the uncertainty of whether or not things are going to work out. Now, I talked earlier about shortages in medical. Dr. Randy Tobler is talking about we don't have enough staff. We got people talking about the supply chain. We don't have enough product. It's insanity right now is what we're dealing with. And I don't want to keep focusing on that because what I want to focus on is how do you get out of this? And you get out of it by being vocal, by fighting back, by saying, I'm not going to live like this. And no, I don't have to take a shot any more than I have to take a flu shot. Any more than, you know, and he talked about, what was funny, and going back to Fauci, he talked about the measles shot you got is the measles shot. You're exactly right. I'm willing to take a measles shot because it is the same fight against the measles. But I'm not willing to take a shot where the target is moving all the time.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.